Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's talk to someone who's made this an issue for a long time, has talked out about race relations, and it's Catholic Bishop Joseph Perry. Bishop Perry, thank you so much for waiting on hold. I feel terrible that you're on hold. I did want to get to those calls. You heard what they had to say, though.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, yes.
What do you make? Help us here. Help us.
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of simmering unrest. Obviously, there's been a powder keg that has been ignited. And then these kinds of situations where everyone feels impotent, you're going to have that criminal element that's not going to necessarily appeal to the higher values or the higher virtues when they're stuck and they can't move, or to use the current symbol, you can't breathe in life and you feel like you're suffocating. You're going to get a variety of responses from people, and some of that's going to be ugly. We've seen similar instances of this in the past, and historically, going back even to the turn of the century, there's always been these riots when the powder keg was simmering, and it takes one incident, just one small incident, to ignite it all. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, when it comes from a faith perspective, faith leaders oftentimes do feel like they are straddled incompetently, because I think I can say pretty accurately the people that we preach to and speak to, who are our usual audience, are not the people out there necessarily who are providing the mayhem. And the and whether people, that lower element, whether they are listening or not to faith leaders or anyone speaking common sense or sober words of one sort or another, that element is not necessarily listening to them.
Yeah, no, and that was the point John just made, that it's sort of the people who are causing the most harm and damage, and again, I believe many of them are coordinated,
yes.
Not all of them, but I think there's quite a bit of evidence, and I know that the officials are looking into that evidence of coordination. People
right
who are not
that.
Interested in us healing, they're not interested in us doing better for the future. They don't want to improve race relations. They're not about trying to be about police reform or George Floyd and Laquan McDonald and so many others. That's not what they're about for them, and unfortunately, they are the ones with the loudest voices here.
Exactly. And they can do the most damage.
And I just wonder how do we heal from here? Do you see a path for us here? Do you see the next steps? You've written and spoken about this issue for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about that?
The dialogue part of it is the most challenging. My little reflection that you stumbled upon asked some concerted questions for which people of goodwill who would found the reflection, immediately their response would be no in answer to each of those questions. Because there's a lot of people out there who are of goodwill on both sides, white and black. And those are the people who are willing to see things happen in a positive direction. It's the other element that we cannot seem to reach. But hopefully, if we keep hammering at it, and if we keep speaking, we can get some of these people to come by some way of conversion to see that suicide is not the answer.
Yeah, right. Or taking, right, exactly. Cutting
exactly.
off our own society. You say here, you speak about the writing that we came across, we stumbled upon. It is a very powerful thing. We can direct people to where to find it, but you talk about the disturbing video capture in the view of the world's eyes. George Floyd detained by a police officer, kneeling on his neck till life was crushed from him, a frightening emblem of relations, white and black, reinforced by similar atrocities, embedded in memory of recent days, lest we forget other black men, young and old, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers, and ancestors whose necks were locked in chains during the Middle Passage, then by ropes from a tree. You go on to talk about demeaning and emasculating things. And then you say, is this the message of America toward its citizens? Is this the fundamental assessment of whites towards black? Is this the closeted attitude of nation calling itself free? Those are the questions you're talking about. And I
yes.
think most people are trying to open their eyes and be part of the solution. It's that other piece of the society, which you also accurately point out, that are not interested in that. They're not interested in moving forward.
No.
And I think that's where the difficult piece is. I will say, Bishop, I keep hearing that there are more and more people, even though it's mostly online services, more and more people are turning to faith, and they're logging in, and they're Zooming, and they're doing whatever they can to connect in these times, because it is one thing that can help.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate you taking the time to call in, and thanks for waiting so long for us.
Oh, no problem at all. People need to express themselves. Yeah. Lots of ways to do that these days.
There are, and we're happy that they are, and this conversation and dialogue can help too. So thank you so much, Kathy. Where can we find that piece that you wrote if you wanted to direct people to some of the things that you've written about?
It's on our Archdiocesan website under the DRUM newsletter, DRUM newsletter.
All right, Catholic Archdiocese is where you go. Thank you, Bishop. Bishop Joseph Perry there checking in with us here.